True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I got the Giants going 82-75.
It's the Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, Goose back. Wow. We've got the big three back together.
And we got Carter.
Only we're a lot younger than the Warriors' big three.
Oh, stop.
More effective. And able to last the season without getting hurt. What?
That is great.
Oh boy, Giants finish up their series today against Miami. I guess the big question becomes, will they plunk somebody? And if they do, will it be the first batter?
And the reason it's the first batter is obviously you're sending the message, Donnie, but no harm, no foul. You know what I mean? Unless they score 8 runs in the first.
I don't know. I mean, Birdsong out of the stretch. I don't like it right off the bat. I'm a little worried about that off the bat. Hey, Bob Melvin was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday.
No, I missed it.
Yeah, he came on at, it was kind of nice. He came on at 2:15, which meant we left at 2:10.
Well, you had to golf Wednesday.
Exactly.
What'd you shoot?
91.
I'm going to be quiet.
You should, because I went through this yesterday.
All right. Good job, baby.
I went through this yesterday with Willard. I'm not going to be here for a while. I'm going to miss out on what's bugging you, but I did one yesterday, and what's always bugged me is this perception that you have, that Willard has, that Evan has, that my golf game affects my mood.
That's 100% true.
It is so inaccurate, it's not even funny.
Listen.
I do not get angry about
you
golf.
Bring it to
I turned that leaf over 16 years ago.
You're angry right now.
Yeah, look at him.
Shut up, Evan.
And when we were the BS&G, Bonte and I had to commit you when you came back from your golfing trip because it didn't go well and you were just despondent. We called people.
That's not
angry. It got bad.
You guys say angry. We have a guy at the station that gets way more angry than I do when I'm playing golf. Now, do I sometimes get disappointed? Of course. But I've never.
Don't take a shot at me.
I have not thrown a club. Actually, now it's 22 years. Because I remember the last time I threw a club.
All right.
And it was the last time I ever threw a club. And you know what? 91 yesterday, great time.
That's what I want to hear.
With my guy Alex, my guy Aaron, my guy Dan, your buddy Dan.
I love you telling yourself that.
Oh, Evan knows you, man.
What? And now don't confuse my anger with my golf game. It's because you guys fail to understand me.
Ooh.
That is angering to me. You want to hear more Bob Melvin, or you want to hear more about my 91?
Bob Melvin.
Thank you.
Bo Mel.
Let's see.
Give me the good stuff.
There is no good stuff. What do you want to, okay, I'll give you a couple topics. Chapman timeline, Adamas and how he stinks. Devers, how he's pretty terrible. Verlander, he hasn't won a game.
Let's go there, Verlander.
Verlander, okay. Yeah. Justin Verlander, still winless at this point. None of
That's
these
not
are,
all on him.
None of these are going to be good ones.
We're not giving him a lot of support. And then, you know, we get behind and it doesn't feel great. But, you know, he's just coming off the IL. He's got a couple starts. He went through a deal where he just had a baby and so forth, even though he prepares the same way and he's ready to go. I think just based on the fact that we haven't gotten him a win yet, and once we get behind, like last night early in the game, it just doesn't have a great tone to it. But you know what? He threw five innings. He gave up three runs. That still kept us in the game. We just didn't do enough offensively, and we really have not for him for the entire season.
Well, hey, I get that.
A lot of other pitchers can join that club.
Yeah, and he's sticking up for his guy, but I mean, this dude's an icon when it comes to starting pitchers in their prime, right? And he's not in his prime, Stoney, but this is just me, and I'm not a pitching coach, but I just feel like this version of Verlander ain't it in regard to thinking you're going to get the dividends that he was when he was an ace in Detroit and other locales. And his command to me, again, his command just hasn't been there for me. And if you want to say, like you said, the announcer said, three runs and five innings at that park, when you look at it from that vantage point, is not that great. I'm with you. But, Stoney, I guess when I see him on the bump, I just don't get that confidence. Obviously, he's not Logan Webb, but even Roop or Birdsong today, I just feel like he can be had. But he, like the whole staff, they're not getting run support.
If Verlander is this version,
which is just ass.
How can you be off? Like, if yes. You've got Verlander and this is him, and we're a little concerned about Birdsong and Roop.
That's why you go get an arm, which you were talking about.
But
earlier.
Why? Like, we know that baseball is pitching, hitting, and defense, and their offense is bad, and their pitching is. Their starting pitching's faltering a little bit.
Yeah.
So why? What makes you optimistic about the Giants right now?
Well, the first 50 or so games, and you're betting on guys that are, you know, to maintain. I'll call it they're excellent because there's the staff and the defense has been what the Giants are about, and you were hoping Devers would be able to put the hitting in that category. But it is scary to think if there's just some slippage, not bad, not sorry, just some slippage, Stoney, what this team is going to be if they continue to hit the way they're doing. So I look at Verlander, and it's a flip of the coin. I don't know what you're going to get. I don't think batters fear him anymore. But he's like, you know, it is LeBron stage. And that might be doing a little disservice to LeBron. So we'll see how an older pitcher in, you know, what do they call it, the dog days of August – in the summer, when the ball's traveling, if he can get his gusto back. But right now, that's the key. If you know, we keep focusing on the hitting. But boy, Stoney, if this rotation takes a step back.
I think.
I mean,
if I'm Bob Melvin or I'm Buster Posey.
Yeah.
Now, this is the way I would be a GM.
All right.
I'm assuming they're going to take a step back. They were absolutely, they've been absolutely terrific. Birdsong and Roop have been very, very good, but they've never pitched this many innings before, and they're going to, you're expecting them to pitch more this year than ever before and pitch as well late in the season as they did early. I think that's...
Okay, so what's your counter move if you're Buster Posey? You got to get a Devers rotation.
That's what I'm wondering.
And you got a Mitch Keller on the Pittsburgh Pirates who's a pretty... I'll call him a pretty good pitcher, Stoney. I think he's a pretty good pitcher who could be had. And I'm wondering if, you know, the Giants could pull something off like that and add a guy like that to the rotation.
I'm just looking at this team right now. Okay, the pitching's good to very good. Right? The hitting is bad.
Yeah. Wow. I can't argue with it right now.
And to me,
is it going to continue to be bad?
Their defense is average to my way of thinking, especially without Chapman. So
Bailey's your best. Yeah, him and Chapman.
If I say, well, their pitching's really good, their hitting's not very good at all, and their defense is average, why is everybody excited about, why would you be optimistic about this team?
Because you've yet to see the domino effect of Chappie back with his bat in this lineup, and I don't think this is going to continue all season long being this putrid and impotent with the bats. I just don't believe that. Now, Steiner, you could be right. Well, you're not saying it's going to continue the whole season. But if it is, then a lot of guys had some disappointing seasons, mainly your big acquisition, Willy Adames.
I mean,
he's got to – I mean, Steiner, those – I know those were outs. He's struggling. If you look at it on paper – but, man, those two balls he whacked. And it's not just last night. He's been getting some good wood on balls, and he's been striking out. So I'm not saying he's Wade Boggs. But, damn it, he's better than what he's shown.
He is, but I don't think he's ever going to put the numbers up that he put up in Milwaukee. And, you know, we talked about Devers that way, too. Maybe Devers won't put up the numbers that he put up in Boston, but I think a lot of people at the time thought it was enough. Maybe, this is not a finished product, but the team right now feels like it's starting to become the same team it was 3 weeks ago before they made the Devers move. So,
well, they hadn't lost 7 out of 10 all year. It's just that's crazy to me.
And now they have. I mean, I just... I don't like what here's what I can't stand in sports is when you can't do anything and there's nothing to do with Willy Adames. Like, you gotta keep playing him.
No doubt.
But he's played half a season and he's been awful. And it's like, okay, this isn't him.
But you know, a good month, Steiny can, I mean, that all it takes is a good 2-3 weeks.
To do what?
To get red hot, ultra hot.
Okay, and then what?
If you come down 2 levers from that, you're hot, but you're more like yourself. Right. That's all it takes to jumpstart an offense.
He's and hitting it's not just him by himself. 206.
Man. I've watched him. We've watched every at bat. Are you looking at me right now
There's nothing he can do, but
he can hit better, Steiny. And I believe as they go on the road, as it heats up here in the Bay, like, he's not going to stay at 206.
No.
Now, he could, but I just find that highly unlikely.
I'll tell you what, let's play a little fun game.
All right.
Play a little fun game. We'll try to keep track of it. Evan, you listening? Give me Adames' batting average at the end of the year.
I'll say like 234.
Goo. I'm gonna go 240. Evan stole my thunder, but I'm gonna go 240.
And I'm going 221.
Okay. Okay, so how many home runs is that where he's at now? What does he have now?
He's got 9, so he'll end up with 18.
I think he'll break 20.
He might.
And he might not.
Still got a few more games against the Rockies.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
But they do need a bat. They need a bit. It's just incredible. And I'm just talking about from my vantage point. I've been waiting for Devers to be in a Giant uniform or a guy like him for so long that, Steiny, I just thought as soon as he hit the ground, everybody would be Devers. And that's wrong math.
Why would you think
that? But it's just a feeling I had. And now they still have the same problems with a bat of that caliber in the lineup. And Mike Trout's career on line one. One guy can't do it all by himself. But what about Ralph Devers, Donnie? There's no way any walking soul that loves the game of baseball would think what he's going through right now or what you got in the first week or two of him is going to keep up. Because he's shown you he can do it and carry you for a couple months.
Sure. Sure, in Boston. In Boston.
You really don't like this park, but
it's not about the park. The park is the park, but their numbers are not going to be the numbers. You know, Devers isn't going to come here and hit 40. He might only hit 27 for the Giants. You know, Adames hit 32 last year. He might only hit 20 this year. And I think we've got to acknowledge the fact that when the Giants acquire a player, the track record isn't as important as if a guy got moved to another team, because I do think this ballpark takes an adjustment, and maybe that's all that's happening right now. Maybe Adamas would tell you, you know, I got a half a year under my belt. I'm starting to figure it out. That's very possible. Yeah. But
I would bet on that. But then, again, if I'm not right, then what do you do with plan B, C, and D? But I know this. This team needs another bat. This team needs another arm. They're not the only major league team that is in need. But, Stoney, I'm telling you, man, Mitch Keller in Pittsburgh, I think, can be had. And again, I'm not making him out to be Tom Seaver, but I think that's a young guy that you could go get and add to your rotation.
415 on the text line. Half the season is played at home, so explain the bad numbers in away games. Exactly.
Well, that would be for Adamas.
Well, he's been bad both places.
Yeah.
I mean, he's under contract for, what, 7 more years?
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I mean, like, this is...
They're going to make the playoffs? Like I'm saying, I'm going Marshawn Lynch. Hell yes. Okay. That's still on the board.
All right.
So you're not, like, shaken by the last
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs without another move or two.
Mm.
And I thought they would after they got Devers.
And Posey, we trust. I mean, if you're going to go spin the chicken on Adamas and you're saying it's time to go, and they were balling when after he said that, you go pull this move for Devers, why would you stop now if you could get something that you really could think? Like Buster Posey's played this game. I got to believe he's having discussions, Donnie, with everybody. Like, okay, yeah, the Devers moves was nice. It was cute, but we need more.
How can you think otherwise?
Mm.
Hey, by the way, how's that Devers at first base coming along? How about we ask Bob Melvin, like Willard and Dibbs did, when could we see Devers at first?
He's got to be comfortable doing it. He's never done it before. Unfortunately, we don't have a spring training to prepare for that. So we have to kind of run him through some things that we feel like will make him comfortable. It's never, you know, the first couple games going to be completely comfortable, but he can feel the ball really well. He's got soft hands, obviously can throw the ball across the diamond. You know, it's just a different spin and lefties a little different than righties over at third. But we want to make sure that he's 100% with the groin. I think we're getting pretty close as far as that goes. It's certainly not going to be today or tomorrow, but maybe at some point in time on this next road trip.
Oh, and that's coming up.
Do you think in a crazy world, because Ralphie with the bat doesn't need me to kind of bring this up, Stoney, but Giant fans out there, because I've had this thought, maybe the ball looks like a beach ball when he goes back out in the field, just from his mental psyche. And I feel like if you play thirds, you can play first.
I feel like.
But it's not.
I feel like that's
a stretch.
That's a reach. That's the way I feel. I want to address this from the 415 Guru. Just to let you know, 2 days ago, Steiny was excited about the Giants' future and Buster Posey's resume when Evan was in your seat. And now that you're back, he's all negative Nancy. I'm not negative Nancy. I still think the Giants are going to contend for a wild card. It's obvious they need more hitting. I said 3 weeks ago, I'm worried about their pitching, starting pitching, for sure. But yes, I have confidence, but I'm kind of like Trevor. Might take a couple years. I know people don't want to hear that, but it might take a couple years. Well, I mean, God, look, they just acquired Adamas. They have him for 7 years. They just acquired Devers. They have him for 8 years. They just they extended Chapman. They got him for 6 years. It's like they got time.
But if we haven't finally learned have anything a foundation. In sports, tiny things change.
Right,
Adamas
for the better.
Can be moved. I'm just
things
saying.
Can change for the better.
Yeah, no, I'm just letting you know. Yeah, you're right. On paper, that's how long they're there. But who knows? Things pop off.
But when you say I'm not optimistic about the future, it's like, well, yeah, I don't think they're going to. I'm different than you. I'm not saying they're going to win the World Series this year. I like Devers. I like their young pitchers. They need to hit more.
Yeah.
But I still think they can make the playoffs.
I do too.
But what makes me most optimistic about the Giants, and this is what I was telling Evan, is that it feels like to me before Buster Posey, for whatever reason, they couldn't get hitters. Mm. And in a year under Buster Posey, they extended Chapman, and Posey was a part of getting him here. They signed Adamas, and they traded for Devers. Like, I feel like each of those three acquisitions were acquisitions that probably wouldn't have happened with Farhan Zaidi. So I think this team is absolutely changing direction from the last 6 or 8 years, but that doesn't mean they're going to win the World Series this year.
No doubt.
They might go 85 and 77 and miss the playoffs because, you know, somebody happened to be better.
But the fact that what you just said is real, Steiny. He's a go-getter early on. Like, that's how I feel about Buster Posey, and rightfully so, even with the Adamas signing and this trade that he's pulled off for Rafi. So we got the deadline. They got the deadline, and it's like a good chef in the kitchen. You're concocting a meal. You're tasting it. You thought you had, okay, oh, now I need a little more pepper, cayenne pepper. So you go shopping, and that's what you do at the deadline because I know Buster is not blind. He's watching this team. And he could be saying they'll break out of it, or we need to, you know, make some move around the edges and continue to grow that way with an arm, with the bat. But if I'm a Giant fan, Steiny, I'm excited about what Buster has showed us.
Of course.
And that's he's going to be aggressive.
Of course.
And that's sometimes you strike out too.
That's where my optimism
comes from. Not just sitting on your hands, you know?
That's where the optimism comes from, is they seem to have changed their – or something about their approach has changed.
But
is simply Buster Posey's now in charge.
I can't tell you as much as I enjoyed my family getting on that airplane, being in Texas, watching these games, Steiny, because I'm ear to the street. I'm just talking to myself like I am blown away about the vibes that were here before Ralphie, about what this team could do and what it's not doing with them. Like, it has nothing to do with Devers. It's just, how did the vibes, how did the song change? Well, the DJ had everybody dancing, romancing. But Everett, Steiny.
Like, Devers is a good player. He's going to help.
But it's bigger than him.
Well, then, why did you think Devers was the key from changing them from a team that was going to win 85 games to a World Series contender?
Because I thought, and I'll start just again.
Seriously.
Not to sound like a broken record, I'll start with Adamas. I thought he would be at 226
now,
you know, because I thought
because his
track record, he would get acclimated and he would be up and running.
Like, Devers does not make Willy Adamas a better hitter.
Well, I'll tell you this. This is how I'm feeling. We got the answers to why they're not hitting. It's a collective almost. So that almost gives me more confidence that it's going to change. You know what I mean? It's not like, damn, we're scoring 8 runs. Pitchers can't get anybody. Like, Stiney, this can't keep up collectively. Guys at the dish not being able to get runners home. Runners in scoring position has just been their kryptonite.
Okay, well, then they're fine, and they'll turn it around.
I believe that, but
I don't.
you still get enhancement.
I believe that they could snap out of it, but they still need another bat or two. Because snapping out of it doesn't necessarily turn this team into an offensive juggernaut.
Mm.
But, again, I look at Rafael Devers, and I'm not making any judgments after 8 games.
I'm not being a smartass. Why would you need a judgment? The bottom line is the back of his baseball card.
Right, but right now he's not. Him and Adames stink. All right, but this is the point.
But Rafi ain't been here long enough
stunk for 8 games. All right, he just has. So yes, I expect Devers to be a lot better as the season moves along.
And I'm putting Willie in that too.
Okay, I'm not to that extent.
So you give him, and again, I hate this because I'm not really, but you give him no credit for almost hitting. Like
no,
he didn't hit. He hit the ish out of that ball, Stiney, in the
same
ninth
guy,
inning.
Like. I got to give him credit for a warning track fly ball.
But you're killing him on one of the, and it's a great line, swinging at the worst pitches in Major League Baseball. It was one swing, but if you're going to cite that, he hit the snot out of that ball.
No, he didn't. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes, no appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. Don't forget, coming up at 1 o'clock, Quinton Post, Warriors Center.
QP3.
It's the second round of the draft tonight. Warriors pick 41st. And you can listen to our special draft coverage with Evan Giddings and Mark Grandy at 6 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.